You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, sorting through my notes as we get ready quickly for the men's contest. We'll get started a shade after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Women's game went a little long. Then we had some senior recognition time on the men's side of things as the Dort College Defenders sending three individuals out with a senior day recognition this afternoon. Tyler Waltersdorf, David Denherter, and Dustin Dalma. Nebraska Wesleyan's men's team has undergone a dramatic transition to a team that is averaging over 93 points per game. I was talking with Dick Janda, the voice of the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves, before the contest, and basically said, I don't remember anyone going through a transformation like they have over the past year in terms of going from a team that was a slug-it-out half-court team to a full-throttle, full-speed-ahead type outfit, but they have done it, and they have done it successfully. Trey Bardsley leads this Wesleyan team with a 23.3 points per game average. He has a 48-point salvo to his credit already this year. He also had a 40-point effort earlier this season. The guard is converting 48.3% of his shots and 42.4% of his three-pointers. He's 84 of 198 this season. Bardsley tops the team with 88 assists on four per contest. Travis Gieselman adds 16.6 points per game, takes away 5.5 rebounds. Keithan Karn and Byron Thompson score 11 and 10.6 points per game, respectively. Nick Stein is scoring 8.2 points per game. Wesleyan's averaging a little over 93 points per game while allowing 96.6 points per contest. Of the 1,597 field goal attempts Wesleyan has tried, 783 of them have been three-point attempts, and that translates into 49% of their total attempts. The defender men are 17 and 10 this year, 8 and 9 in the GPAC. The Dort men are involved in a five-team race for the 5 through 8 spots in the GPAC postseason tournament. The defenders are 4 and 3 in their last 7 games. The defenders are averaging 87.4 points per game. They allow 80.4 points per outing. The defenders also out-rebound teams 39.1 to 31.3. Nathan Rendles tops this team with a 16.6 points per game average, takes in 5.2 rebounds per outing, and he has assisted on 121 baskets this year, and he has 31 steals. Tyler Walter scores 13.6 points per game, takes in 4.2 rebounds per contest. Leighton Sampson and Brian Sumner have 10.9 and 10.8 points per game, respectively. Alex Terpstra tosses in 9.9. He's coming off a season-high performance with Morningside, where he scored a total of 20 points. Sumner tops the team with 65 made three-pointers. Terpstra has 56. The two are shooting 44.5 and 36.4% respectively from the three-point line. Let's take a break and we'll be back with the starting lineups for today's men's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors from Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll start number 5, Blake Reese, a 6'5 sophomore from Beatrice, Nebraska, averaging 5.5 points per game. Trey Bardsley is a 5'9 senior from Beatrice, Nebraska, averaging 23.3 points per game. Byron Thompson is a 5'10 senior from Centennial, Colorado. He averages 10.6 points per game. Travis Gieselman is a 6'4 junior from Elkhorn, Nebraska, averaging 16.6 points per contest. And Nick Stein is a 6'3 senior from Hastings, Nebraska, averaging 8.2 points per game. For the defenders, it'll be a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Brian Sumner, averaging 10.8 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 16.6 points per game. Andrew O'Donnell's a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, tossing in 6.1 points per game. And let's pause now for our national anthem, sung by Kevin Holstein.
Stripes and bright stars through the barrel.
Concluding the starting lineup for the defenders, it'll be a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, Tyler Walterstorff. He averages 13.6 points per game. And David Denherter is a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 7.6 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of today's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are set for basketball. Opening tap is controlled by the Dort College defenders and Nathan Rindles. Rindles on the right wing, passes over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Comes back, side back over to Rindles. Rindles left side, Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Brian Sumner picks up his dribble, looking down low. Brian Sumner with the basketball, back over to Rindles. Rindles right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, gives it up Walterstorff. Walterstorff shakes right, goes left, comes back over to Rindles. Rindles into traffic. Rindles tries to lob it up for David Denherter, and it's saved off of Denherter. Out of bounds, last touch by Denherter. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Trey Bardsley knocked it off of Denherter. 19:32 remaining in the first half. We are just underway. Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan has it. They pass it left side to Reese. Reese to Bardsley. Bardsley puts up an open three, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff left side to O'Donnell, and O'Donnell's going to travel with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to Nebraska Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Blake Reese, a 6'5 sophomore from Beatrice. Where's number 5? He's posting up Denherter. Wesleyan with the basketball on the perimeter. This is Nick Stein. Stein to Reese. Reese with it on the right side. Reese is going to put it up, short arms it, gets it to roll off of the rim. Good. Blake Reese with a 2-point basket. And the defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score. Sumner with it in the backcourt. Over to Walterstorff. Middle of the floor. Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, left elbow. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell underneath for Denherter, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will get the basketball back. Tough spot for Denherter to handle that ball. Down around his shins. He needs it up around the shoulder. O'Donnell gets the pass into Rindles. Rindles with the basketball out front. Nathan with it. Shakes right. Goes left. Puts it up in traffic. Off of the glass. No good. Tap in by Denherter. Good. David Denherter knots it up at 2-2. Quickly up the floor with the right hand is Bardsley, and Bardsley is fouled on the play by O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on him. 18:26 remaining, first half. Nebraska Wesleyan throwing it in. This is Byron Thompson. Thompson with it on the right side. Thompson looking. They get the ball inbounded, and Stein is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on O'Donnell, I believe. And Andrew O'Donnell has just picked up his second personal foul. Alex Terpstra will go to the scorer's table and will check in. Stein was pinned underneath the basket. O'Donnell held his ground. Stein threw himself back into O'Donnell and gets the foul call. Stein misses the front end of the two-shot situation. Stein, a 34% free throw shooter, 51% free throw shooter, 20 of 39 this season. Mixing up my free throw numbers and my three-point numbers for Stein. Stein makes 1 of 2, and Wesleyan owns a 3-2 lead. Early going of this one, Walterstorff with the basketball. Wesleyan, full court pressure defense. Walterstorff takes it across the timeline. Plenty of time before the 10 seconds call. Left side goes over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles picks it up, gets it away to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it on the wing. Walterstorff working against Thompson, and Byron Thompson is called for the personal foul. It's foul number 1 on Byron Thompson. 18:06 remaining in the first half. 3-2 our score. Dort College comes into the game averaging 87 points per game. Wesleyan 93. With it right side is Rindles. Rindles working against Thompson. Outside Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. 10-footer. Too strong off of the glass. Rebound tapped out by Denherter. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 17:54 remaining in the first half. Byron Thompson brings the ball up. Thompson in between the circles, passes to Reese. Reese goes right side, Thompson. Thompson, ball fake, he's at the free throw line now. Back to Stein. Stein with it, top of the key, left side Thompson. Thompson with it, comes back right side over to Gieselman. Gieselman travels with it, no call made. Now he's going to travel on the stop, and that time they get the travel call. Pretty obvious that time, the travel violation. Just took a little while to get the call made. Walterstorff with the basketball in the backcourt. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles up to the timeline. Nathan takes it across. Gets it over to Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra. Terpstra down to the baseline. Alex Terpstra pinned on the baseline. Gets it up front. Tyler. Tyler, three. Missed it. Short. No good. Partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. Gieselman will put it on the floor hard with the left hand. Kick out Bardsley. Bardsley over high hands. Good. Trey Bardsley with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead a trail 6-2. Dort College with the basketball in the backcourt. Sumner across the timeline, back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner at the point, comes back left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles down to the baseline. Nathan in traffic, shot no good, gets his own rebound back, puts it up, good. Two-point basket for Nathan Rindles. Dort College trails 6-4. Up the floor, right hand, Bardsley. Bardsley now dribbles middle of the floor. Kick out pass into the corner. Three is up and good. Stein with a three-point basket. He's got four, and the defenders trail at 9-4. Walterstorff, Terpstra, Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, drops it off for Den Herder. Den Herder off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan up the floor with it, Thompson. Byron Thompson back over to Bardsley. Bardsley at the top of the key. Bardsley setting the offense. He passes left side. They give to Reese. Reese to Bardsley. Bardsley off of his fingertips out of bounds. It will be Wesley. Oh, it'll be Dort College basketball. Den Herder, Sumner, Walterstorff check out. Feenstra, Nabla, Sampson check in. And the first meeting between these two teams. Rindles had 43 points. Sampson had 33 for Dort College, combining those two with 76. Dort College down 9-4 right now. Feenstra with the basketball. Thompson hassling him. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Sampson outside to Feenstra. Feenstra drills the three. Taylor Feenstra with a three-point basket. Dort College trails 9-7. Thompson up the floor with it. Thompson feeds it outside to Karn. Karn hits the three. Karn hits the three from the top of the key. Dort College trails it 12-7. Feenstra with the basketball over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Nathan over to Feenstra. Feenstra on the left wing. Feenstra looks down low for Sampson. They bring the double team. He finds the open player, Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball from the corner, not good. Rebound taken away by Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. Gieselman stops at the top of the key, feeds it to Bardsley. Bardsley travels with it again, no call made. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra over to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla, cross-court pass taken away by Thompson. Thompson layup, right hand, good. Byron Thompson with a two-point basket off the steal, and Wesleyan has opened up a 14-7 advantage. With the basketball is Nathan Rindles. Rindles across the timeline. Nathan will drive in, tries to dump it off. It's taken away by Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. Gieselman on the left side. He'll pull up, cast up the quick three, and he hit it. Travis Gieselman with the three-point basket, and Wesleyan has opened up a 17-7 advantage. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Trailing 17-7, not the start that the defenders wanted on this Saturday afternoon. Nebraska Wesleyan coming out guns ablaze and four threes already in the early going, combined with a couple of twos, and then throw in a free throw. And Wesleyan right now in front 17-7, and Dort College needs to find a way to answer. Taylor Feenstra inbounds the basketball, gets it into Patrick Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball in the backcourt, back to Feenstra. Feenstra to Nabla. Nabla back over to Feenstra. Feenstra to Rindles. Rindles takes it across the timeline. Right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra lobs it in for Sampson. It's taken away by Bardsley. Bardsley up the floor with the basketball. Bardsley to Thompson. Thompson has it poked away by Leighton Sampson. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan basketball inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded to Gieselman. Gieselman out to the baseline. Sampson guarding him there. Backing him down. Puts it up. Shot is tipped. Taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan Rindles up the floor with it. Dort College down 10. Nathan with the basketball on the right side. He gets it over to Terpstra. Terpstra dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson, turn around to the lane. Good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 17-9. Trey Bardsley, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla over to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Rindles, left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball in transition, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra put back, good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point basket on the putback. Now a three-point play opportunity coming for Feenstra. And the Dort College defenders trail 17-11, pending a free throw. Dort College with a chance to cut what was a 10-point lead down to 5. Rindles, Terpstra, Nabla check out. Bohr, O'Donnell, and Sumner check in. Feenstra with a free throw for the three-point play. And Feenstra's free throw, he left it short, no good. Rebounds down on the floor. It's picked up by Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College trails 17-11. Pass into the front court. Layup with the left hand, right hand is good by Reese. Reese with four. And Wesleyan leads 19-11. Feenstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Wesleyan extending their defense out. Dort College, they go over to J.D. Bohr. J.D. to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side to Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline. Cut off. Sumner with it in the corner. Comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, J.D. Bohr dumps it down low for Sampson. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. That's touched by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan has the basketball. Wesleyan leads 19-11. And Nebraska Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded. Bringing it up is Paul Newby. Newby with the basketball. He comes over to Bardsley. Bardsley to Reese. Reese, they go to Bardsley. Bardsley down to the baseline. Back over to Reese. Reese will put up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, right side, Bohr. Bohr into the corner, Sumner. Sumner catches, fires, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Bardsley. Bardsley with the basketball. Trey Bardsley up the floor with it at the top of the key, guarded there by J.D. They switch off. Coming up now, Newby. Newby guarded by Bohr. Left side, Reese. Reese guarded by Sampson. Pass under the hoop to Bardsley, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with the basketball. Sampson will check out of the contest, and Herter will check in. Trey Bardsley to trigger it. Bardsley looking. He passes in over the top and finds Nick Stein. Stein guarded there by Den Herter. Back to Bardsley. Bardsley at the top of the key. Trey Bardsley passes right side. This is Karn. Karn to Reese. Reese back over to Newby. Newby to Bardsley. Bardsley splits the defense, fires it up with the right hand. Good. Trey Bardsley on the busted play, and it's back to a 10-point ball game, 21-11. Tyler Waltersdorf back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball across the timeline. Tyler Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf passes into the corner, Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Sumner back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, now Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in traffic, his shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is David Den Herter. Den Herter with four. Dort College trails 21-13. Wesleyan basketball, Newby. Newby, left side, Karn. Karn gives it up. Three on the way. Missed it badly. No good. That was a missed shot by Nick Stein. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the corner, intended for Sumner. It's tapped and taken away. Coming up with the basketball. Three on the way is good for Bardsley. Bardsley with the three. He's got eight, and the defenders trail 24-13. 24-13 our score. Waltersdorf up the floor with the basketball. Tyler drives in, gives it off to Denherter. Denherter is fouled on the play. Foul called against Nebraska Wesleyan and Paul Newby. Newby with the slam, foul on the dunk on Denherter. David Denherter went up, got fouled on the play. And he'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play opportunity. So David Denherter with a chance to cut this down to an eight-point ball game. Free throw on the way for Denherter. He is up and good. David Denherter with the three-point play. He's got seven, and the defenders trail 24-16. Reese with the basketball on the left elbow. He feeds it right side. This is Karn. Karn puts it up, blocked by Sumner. Karn saves it into the corner with the basketball. Gieselman, and Gieselman steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. With a basketball up the floor, right hand is Rindles. Rindles feeds it to Denherter. Denherter puts it up, gets it to go, and he's fouled. David Denherter with 9 points and a chance at a three-point play. Dort College trails 24-18 pending the free throw. So David Denherter with 9 points as he's able to finish and get that shot to go. David Denherter shooting one. Free throw on the way for Denherter is up and good. So David Denherter back-to-back three-point plays, and the defenders trail 24-19. Pass left side. This is Gieselman. Gieselman goes high post, Reese. Reese with it on the wing. They feed it over to Gieselman. Gieselman, three, is good. Gieselman at 37 the first time these two teams met. He answers with a three-point basket. It's back to an eight-point ball game, 27-19. Rindles up the floor over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf gets it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra tries to pass it, and it's kicked by a Wesleyan player. It'll be Dort College basketball underneath the basket. So Dort College inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Rindles. Rindles into the corner. Sumner. Sumner three ball. Off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Gieselman. Gieselman on the right wing. Gieselman will put it up. And it's in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan Rindles. Full speed ahead. Gets it over to Terpstra. And Terpstra is going to be called for a charge. Terpstra whistled for the charge, and for Alex, that is foul number one. So free and no free throws on that situation. We aren't to the bonus yet anyhow. That's team foul number three on the defenders. Wesleyan has four team fouls thus far. .905 remaining. First half. Wesleyan 27, Dort College 19. Karn with a basketball. They dump it down low. Kick-out pass comes back to Bardsley. Bardsley in traffic. Back outside it goes Trey Kloster. Kloster hits the three. Kloster nails the three, and the defenders trail 30-19. Not that long ago, it was a five-point ball game. Back-to-back threes by Wesleyan, and it's back to 11. Rindles passes back over to Nabla. Nabla gives it up. Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra comes back right side. And hitting a two-point basket for the defenders is Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra now with seven. And the defenders trail 30-21. 30-21 our score. Bardsley. Bardsley passes it left side. Reese. Reese. Swing pass over the top. Wesleyan basketball. In traffic, layup is good for Kloster. Kloster got it up over the top of the high hand. Dort College trails 32-21. Terpstra catches it, hits the three, and Alex Terpstra knocks down the triple. Dort College trails 32-24. 7:55 remaining in the first half. Wesleyan basketball, Keith and Karn. Karn with it on the wing. Karn comes back over, right side, now Reese. Reese at the top of the key. Wesleyan spreading the floor. Shot on the way, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, and Feenstra is fouled in the backcourt by Gieselman. The Dort College coaching staff and fans wanted a push-off that time as Nick Stein got into the defensive player with his right forearm to clear a little space on the step back. And in the process, on the ensuing play on the rebound, Travis Gieselman is called for a personal foul. O'Donnell up the floor. O'Donnell over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Sampson, short shot, no good. Rebound tap out, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra back over to Nabla. Nabla, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Taylor Feenstra. Coach Ross Dalma is displeased. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball, Thompson. Thompson to Bardsley. Bardsley dumps it off. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Feenster. Here comes Dort College and O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell will turn on the Jets. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan and Thompson. Thompson up and running. Gieselman. Gieselman feeds it off right side. Bardsley. Bardsley off the dribble. His shot for three. Good. Trey Bardsley with 11 first half points. Wesleyan leads 35-24. Into the front court with the basketball is Nabla. Nabla, Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Nabla. Patrick with the basketball in between the circles. Patrick with the basketball gives it up left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and they're going to call a travel on Andrew O'Donnell. Travel violation called on Andrew O'Donnell. Sumner is in. Terpstra is out. And Byron Thompson passes left side. This is Trey Kloster. Kloster to Gieselman. Gieselman puts it up. Off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Sumner. Brian Sumner with the basketball to O'Donnell. O'Donnell in the backcourt. Dribbles through the pressure. He's got it at half court. He passes left side over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Taylor has it. Taylor passes right side over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up into the corner. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes right side. With it on the right wing, the defenders. Now Sumner in the corner. Brian Sumner back out front, and a reach-in foul called on Blake Reese. That's foul number two on him. Blake Reese will sit for his second personal. Team foul number six. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Nabla throws it in. He gets it in to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew with the basketball goes right side over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up. Feenstra. Feenstra. O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side. Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla passes it back out front. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson tries to fire it back out front. It's deflected and taken back by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball in the lane. Nabla. Nabla. Sumner. Sumner. Three ball. Yes. Brian Sumner with a three-point basket. Dort College trails by 8, 35-27. 5:20 remaining in the first half. Byron Thompson with the basketball. Thompson to Gieselman. Gieselman with it on the left wing. Gieselman will put it up against Sampson. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Dort College with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gets a ball screen. He takes it all the way down to the baseline. Nothing there. Pass out front, Feenstra. Feenstra with it at the top of the key. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking down low for Sampson. Sampson shot in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 35-27, Dort College down 8. Lineup for Dort College right now, Rendell, Sumner, O'Donnell, Denherter, and Walterstorff after changes. Wesleyan countering with Thompson, Kloster, Stein, Gieselman, and Bardsley. Shot by Gieselman, no good in the lane. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell gives it up to Sumner. Sumner, floater on the baseline, good. Brian Sumner with 5 points. Dort College trails by six, 35-29. Every time Dort College has put together a mini run, Wesleyan has had an answer. Bardsley gives it off to Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball, back over to Bardsley. Bardsley in traffic, floats it up with the right hand, off of the glass, good. Trey Bardsley with 14 points, beg your pardon, 13. O'Donnell in traffic, comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Sumner, Dort College down 37-29. Right side is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up. His shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play, and Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on the play against Trey Kloster, his first. And Waltersdorf will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Waltersdorf scoreless thus far. I remember him taking one shot thus far this afternoon. And that free throw is up, banks around the rim and falls through. He's got another one coming. 37-30 and a chance to cut it down to a six-point ball game. O'Donnell checks out of the ball game. Terpstra is in. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. This one's up and hangs on the rim and falls through. Waltersdorf with his first two of the day. Dort College trails 37-31. Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan goes high post. On the left side is Miller. Miller gives it up. Thompson. Thompson out front. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Dort College down six with an opportunity to cut the lead down. Long pass ahead intended for Den Herter. It's taken away by Thompson. Thompson with the basketball. Thompson, floater, no good, but there for the putback is Nick Stein. Stein with a two-point bucket. 39-31, Dort College down eight. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Waltersdorf gives it up to Rindles. Rindles will take it up the floor. Rindles against Thompson. Now Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf across the timeline. Waiting for the double team. Thompson strips it away. And Thompson is fouled on the play by Rindles. And Rindles picks up the personal. That's his first. Team foul number five on the defenders. And two free throws on the way for Thompson. Thompson is a 73% free throw shooter. And Wesleyan has a chance to extend the lead back to 10. So Byron Thompson shooting two. First one is up. Good. He's got 3 points now and another one coming. Second free throw for Byron Thompson. This one's up. He left it short and it falls through. 4 points for Thompson. Dort College trails 41-31. Dort College is led by our trail, I should say, between 5 and 10 most of this first half. Need a good finish to this half. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles out front to Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it down low for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf working against Bardsley. Puts it up off the glass. No good. There for the rebound is Terpstra. No, it's taken away by Bardsley. Bardsley with the basketball out front. Bardsley with the right hand lays it up. No good, but we have a foul on the rebound. David Den Herter whistled for the foul on the rebound. And Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding the basketball will be Bardsley, a fresh 35 for Wesleyan to work with. Bardsley looking. Pass comes over the top. With it is Jake Miller. Miller with the basketball back over to Bardsley. Bardsley in between the circles. Bardsley, guarded there by Rindles, picks up the dribble, passes right side. This is Stein. Nick Stein, back out front, Miller. Miller with the basketball. Shot for three, no good. Rebound tipped and taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Taylor will dribble it up court. Now passes over to Rindles. Rindles working against Stein. Rindles takes it across half court. Rindles, right side, Terpstra. Dort College down 10. Terpstra picks up his dribble, passes back over to Rindles. Rindles with it in between the circles. Rindles on the right side, 15 to shoot. Now Feenstra, Feenstra, Sumner, Sumner, Sampson. Sampson on the block, and he tries to pass it out. It's taken away by Keithan Karn. Karn over to Bardsley. Bardsley with the basketball. Bardsley will drive in, crosses over, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Terpstra. 1:38 remaining. Terpstra passes back over to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Rindles dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson underneath the basket, puts it up, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Leighton Sampson delayed his attack to the hoop and in the process got fouled. He'll go to the free throw line now for the three-point play opportunity. 41-33, pending the free throw by Sampson. 1:28 left to go in the half. Free throw on the way by Sampson is up. That one's good. Leighton now with 5 points, and the defenders trail 41-34. Bardsley down on the baseline. His short shot no good. A rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Rindles is going to drive to the lane. Lays it up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Paul Newby. That's number two on him. And free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles. 1:14 remaining in this half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Shooting the free throws will be Nathan Rindles. First free throw short, no good. Rindles, an 84% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming. Can make this a 6-point ball game, and still a fair amount of time left in this half. Second free throw for Rindles. He is up, and that one's straight through. So Rindles makes one of two, and the defenders trail 41-35. Bardsley, right side. Bardsley comes back over to Karn. Karn, high post. Three on the way, no good. Tap out, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Karn, cross-court pass taken by Bardsley. Bardsley will drive in, layup with the left hand, good. Trey Bardsley with a 2-point basket. He's got 15 first-half points. Wesleyan leads 43-35. Under a minute to go in this first half. 40 on the game clock, 27 on the shot clock. Rindles right side, Thompson. Sumner, and we've got a foul on the play. Foul's going to go against Nebraska Wesleyan in the post. That foul's going to go on number 40. And double bonus time now for Leighton Sampson. Patrick Nabla will check into the contest. Nolan Clausen, who has played in 16 games this season for Wesleyan, getting some first half minutes. He did not play against Hastings on Wednesday night. Sampson makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. That one's going to be short, no good. It's 43-36. 43-36, Sampson makes one of two. And Wesleyan can hold for the final shot of the half. There's less than a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan has it out front. Nebraska Wesleyan, Gieselman. Gieselman picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Bardsley. Nine now. Eight. Bardsley in traffic. Lays it up. It's blocked out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Patrick Nabla checks into the contest. Leighton Sampson will check out. And Nebraska Wesleyan's going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball when we resume play. 6 seconds remaining. Wesleyan calls a full-length timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Powder Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Nebraska Wesleyan throwing it in will be Keithan Karn, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Wesleyan to trigger it. Karn looking, still looking. Pass comes over the top to Gieselman. Gieselman with it. Three-pointer from the left wing, and he hit it. 1 second remaining. Gieselman hits a three, his third of the half. And Wesleyan goes into the locker room up 46-36 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on Dort KDCR. College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders trailing Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 46-36. Dort College trailed the entire first half. We had one tie. Dort College never led. That would be the best way to put it. We were tied at 2-2. Wesleyan pushed the lead up to 17-7. Dort College narrowed the gap to 5 on a few different occasions. The lead grew to as many as 11, and we settle at a 10-point difference here in the second half with Nebraska Wesleyan in front, 46-36. Let's take another break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. We're at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan leads 46-36. First half numbers, Wesleyan 17 of 38 from the floor, 44.7%, 9 for 19 on threes, 47.4%, 3 for 4 on free throws, 75%. Dort College 13 of 28 from the floor, 46.4%, 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%, 7 of 10 on free throws, 70%. Dort out-rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan 21-16 at halftime. Dort College 14 turnovers, that's way too many. Nebraska Wesleyan with 5. Wesleyan has 9 steals. Dort College is led by David Denherter's 10 first-half points. 7 for Taylor Feenstra, 6 for Leighton Sampson, 5 for Brian Sumner, 3 for Nathan Rindles and Alex Terpstra, 2 for Tyler Waltersdorf. That's Dort College's total of 36. For Wesleyan, Trey Bardsley has 15. 9 for Travis Gieselman, all on 3s. 6 for Nick Stein, 5 for Trey Kloster, 4 for Blake Reese, 4 for Byron Thompson, 3 for Keevan Karn for their total of 46. Dort College's Taylor Feenstra leads Dort with 7 rebounds. 6 other players have 2 each. They are Alex Terpstra, Patrick Knoblot, David Denherter, Andrew O'Donnell, Nathan Rindles, and Brian Sumner. Rindles with 2 assists and 1 steal. For Wesleyan, they are led in rebounding by Bardsley with 4. Gieselman has 3. Reese has 3. Bardsley has 4 steals. Byron Thompson has 3. We're at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan 46. Dort College 36. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailing Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 46-36. Concordia leads Northwestern early in the second half, 40-38 in Orange City. Doan tops Morningside midway through the second half, 61-56. And Midland and Briarcliff are playing in Sioux City this afternoon. That one has Briarcliff on top of Midland, 67-59, with 16:25 left to go in the second half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up on KDCR Wednesday night, Dort College at home against Northwestern. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball, 6 and 8 o'clock start time respectively for that women's and men's basketball doubleheader. And then on Saturday, Dort College concludes the regular season against Midland in Fremont. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. That's on KDCR 1 week from today. Earlier today, it was Dort College coming from behind to defeat Nebraska Wesleyan 72-64 in women's Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Dort College trailed most of the second half, forged ahead late, made free throws, sealed the victory 72-64.
A Dort College.
Not the first half you wanted if you're Dort College. Defenders spotting Nebraska Wesleyan 10 points at halftime. And we will see if the Dort College defenders have an answer for Wesleyan. Dort College, a couple different occasions looked like they might make a move on Nebraska Wesleyan, but Wesleyan had an answer on those occasions after Dort College would trim the lead to 6 or 5 points. And Nebraska Wesleyan hitting a late three by Travis Gieselman. That gave them a 10-point halftime lead. 46-36, Dort College down 10. Dort College will have the basketball to start the second half of play. Dort College led in scoring by David Denherter with 10 points. Wesleyan top by Trey Bardsley, three threes and three twos for his 15. Dort College will have their original starting five on the floor. Walterstorff, Rindles, Denherter, O'Donnell, and Sumner. For Wesleyan, Thompson, Gieselman, Bardsley, Reese, and Stein. Dort College basketball, Rindles. Rindles on the right wing. Rindles out front, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball on the left side. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Nothing there. Tries to pass it down low. It's tipped, taken by Sumner. Sumner into the corner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell hangs in the air. His shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Byron Thompson. And Thompson shaken up on the play. He'll get up a little wobbly. Left himself in a vulnerable state trying to take the charge. And I believe Thompson will check out of the ballgame. That's foul number three on Thompson. Two free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. So O'Donnell, a 66% free throw shooter, will shoot up, step up and shoot up the two free throws. First free throw is good. It's 46-37. Thompson's going to check out of the basketball game. And O'Donnell will shoot another free throw, trying to trim it down to eight. Second free throw on the way by O'Donnell is up and good. So Andrew O'Donnell with his first 2 points today. Dort College trails 46-38. It's not the offense I'm as concerned about as the defense for the defenders. If they can shore things up and slow down this Wesleyan team. Bardsley with the basketball. He's going to drive in. Puts it up. Blocked by Denherter. Rebound Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Here comes Dort College down eight. Ahead to Rindles. Rindles puts it up and a blocking foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan. That foul's going to go against Ruiz. Ruiz whistled for the personal foul. And for Ruiz, that's number three. And we have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Out of the timeout, Nathan Rindles makes both free throws. Dort College is down 46-40. With the basketball, Wesleyan. This is Gieselman on the elbow. Gieselman gives it up, Bardsley. Bardsley kicks it out. Three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got an over the back. Are you pushing foul called on Nick Stein. Dort College, the player clearly had inside position, and Nick Stein climbed the ladder. And Stein gets called for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. 19:05 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College trails 46-40. Rindles gets it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball working against Bardsley. Comes back to Andrew O'Donnell. Now right at, out front to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles gives it up. Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Sumner. Sumner on the left wing. Brian Sumner with the basketball. Sumner comes back right side over to Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Nathan with the basketball all the way down underneath. Pinned underneath the basket. Gives it out front to Walterstorff. His layup good. Tyler Walterstorff with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 46-42. Six unanswered by Dort College to start this half of basketball. Out front with the basketball is Newby. Newby gives it up to Kevin Karn. Karn to Gieselman. Gieselman has it stripped by Sumner. It's picked up by Gieselman. Gieselman trying to lean his way in. Off the heel, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's controlled by Wesleyan and Newby. Newby gets the put back. Dort College trails 48-42. With a basketball in the backcourt is Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Rindles. Rindles across the timeline. Nathan will drive in. No-look pass. Gets it to Denherter, and Denherter is fouled on the play by Gieselman. Gieselman whistled for his second personal foul. And David Denherter will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College attacking the lane better here in the second half. More productive on their attacks in the lane. Free throws on the way for Denherter. David's free throw is up and good. 5 of 5 now is Denherter from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. 48-43 our score. Another free throw on the way for Denherter. Denherter's free throw is up and good. So David Denherter, six free throws. I should say four free throws, 12 points. Stuart College, 6 of 6 from the free throw line here in the second half. Gieselman with the basketball. Gieselman, they pass it out front. Wesleyan has the basketball. This is Newby. Newby to Bardsley. Bardsley lost it. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Stein. Stein, nothing there. Bardsley, 15 to shoot. Bardsley puts it up, and it's blocked by Waltersdorf. Tyler Waltersdorf gets called for the personal foul. It's foul number one on him. And they're going to give Bardsley a couple of free throws. Bardsley, an 82% free throw shooter. First free throw is good. Another one on the way. Waltersdorf on the help defense that time. It certainly looked like he got the block up top. Must have gotten the body. That's the only reasonable explanation I can come up with. Bardsley makes them both. He's got 17. Tyler Waltersdorf to inbound the basketball after Rich Collison hands it to him. They get it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Rindle, Stuart College down at 6. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right wing. O'Donnell gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles working in against Gieselman. Into the corner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, kick out, Rindles. Rindles fakes right, goes left. He's into the lane. It's off of the glass, no good. Rebound tapped by Denherter, controlled by Wesley. And coming up with it is Nick Stein. Stein will pull up, cast up a three, and hits it. Nick Stein with 9. Dort College back down by 9, 53-44. Pass comes ahead to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner shot no good. Rebound Denherter. Denherter gets it away to Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf driving in. And a blocking foul called on Trey Bardsley. Bardsley whistled for the personal foul, and Ty Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. That's foul number 5 on Wesley. And so Dort College nearing the bonus. Tyler Waltersdorf to shoot 2 as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for Tyler is up, short, no good. He's got another one coming. He's got 4 points this evening. Denherter and O'Donnell check out of the ballgame. Feenster's waiting to check in. Terpstra's in the ballgame along with Sampson. Rindles and Sumner stay on the floor. Waltersdorf makes the second free throw. He's got 5 points for the ballgame. And the defenders trail 53-45. 53-45, Dort College has to find a way to defend on the perimeter against a team that is willing to put it up on a moment's notice. Drive into the lane was no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball over to Terpstra. Dort College down 8. Feenstra back to Rindles. Rindles, top of the key, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. Gieselman. Gieselman at the top of the key against Sampson. His layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Taylor with the basketball. Taylor gets it right side over to Sumner. Sumner back over to Taylor Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra, 3. Yes! 10 for Taylor Feenstra. Dort College trails 53-48. Now you want to stop. Bardsley with the basketball. Bardsley, Gieselman. Gieselman left elbow. Extra pass into the corner, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound long, taken down by Terpstra. Terpstra comes back to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, double team, comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up, Feenstra. Feenstra takes it across the timeline. And we have a 10-second violation called on the defenders. 53-48, I saw it developing. Dort College made one extra pass in the backcourt, and no one was aware of the 10 seconds winding down. Dort College needs another stop now. 53-48, our score. 53-48, Wesleyan with the basketball. Up 5 are the Prairie Wolves. Bardsley puts it on the floor, and he'll drive in. He's fouled on the floor. So the foul comes before the shot. Foul's going to go on Terpstra, and for Alex, that is number 2. Inbounding the basketball will be Wesleyan's Keevan Karn. Ball's tipped by Sampson. It's loose. It's still loose. Picked up by Stein. It's taken by Sumner, and Sumner is fouled on the play. They're not going to call the foul. They're going to call a jump ball instead. And I believe they're going to give Dort College a timeout. So they're going to give Dort College the basketball. So who was, well, now the referee is having a summit meeting. All three of them are involved. Chad Schlagel, Rich Collison, and Jared Ray. And I don't know if there's actually been a timeout given or if there was a foul call. 15:27 left to go in this ball game. And they're going to assess a timeout, I believe, to Dort College. Now, what are they calling? Well, we'll get the explanation. They've called the two coaches over for the meeting. Still waiting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. There was no timeout given, to my knowledge. So it'll be Dort College basketball in the backcourt. I still don't know what the inadvertent whistle, what's the call? That's the explanation. Inadvertent whistle, it'll be Dort College basketball. Rindles with it. Rindles out front. Well, things getting a little testy now. Out front it comes to Feenstra. Feenstra left side to Sumner. Sumner gets it inside Sampson. They work it again to Sampson. Layton in the lane. His shot hangs on the rim and goes in. Two-point basket. Layton Sampson. He's got eight. Dort College trails 53-50. Sumner. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Stein. Stein three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner over to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Pass right side into the corner. Turp, three. No good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Back over to Beesum. Beesum, three. Bang, bang, bang! 53-53. Brian Sumner notched down the triple from straight on, and we're tied. Down to the baseline is Bardsley, and Bardsley is fouled on the play by Sumner before the shot. 14:30 remaining in this one, and we've got a long ways to go. Dort College outscoring Wesleyan thus far 17-7 in the second half. Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with it, Bardsley. Bardsley, they give it to Stein. Stein out front. Stein will drive in, gets it back over to Karn. Karn steps in, 10-footer straight on, good. Keithan Karn with five. Dort College trails 55-53. Up the floor with it is Terpstra, and Terpstra is fouled in the backcourt by Stein. That's number two on him. Team foul number six on Wesleyan. Terpstra inbounding the basketball. Terpstra to throw it in the backcourt. Dort College right now with Feenstra, Sampson, Rindles, Terpstra, and Sumner on the floor. Wesleyan countering with Thompson, Karn, Stein, Bardsley, three-pointer. Yes! Brian Sumner with 11 points. Dort College with their first lead, 56-55. Thompson driving in. They're going to call a blocking foul on the defenders. And Byron Thompson gets the two-point bucket to go, and Wesleyan comes back with another answer. 57-56 pending the free throw. Foul's going to go on Dort College and number 13, Alex Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for foul number three. O'Donnell checks into the ballgame. Terpstra will check out. Thompson will go to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 today. He's a 73% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Thompson. Thompson with seven. And the defenders trail 58-55. Sumner with the basketball. Back over to Feenstra. Feenstra at the top of the key. Left side, Sampson. Sampson puts it up. Good. Leighton Sampson straight to the hoop. He's got 10. We're tied 58-all. Left side pass. Off balance shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Leighton with the basketball. Leighton gives it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and we've got a foul in the backcourt called on Karn. Kevin Karn whistled for the personal foul. And that is foul number two on him. Free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. This will be a 1-1. 58-58 our score. Dort College has battled back to tie it after trailing by 10. Bardsley backing up to half court. Dort College will identify him. O'Donnell, 1-1. Free throw is up and good for Andrew. Another one on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. 59-58 with a free throw coming for O'Donnell. Andrew 3-for-3 now from the free throw line. 13:25 remaining. Second free throw on the way for the freshman from Sioux Center is up, and that one's straight through to the bottom of the well. He's got four, and the defenders lead 60-58. Thompson passes left side, Karn. Karn, Gieselman. Gieselman back over to Karn. Karn, Gieselman. Gieselman, three, got it. Every time they need a bucket, they seem to get one. Dort College trails 61-60. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Beesum. Brian Sumner. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Three-point basket. Brian Sumner. He's got four for the ballgame. Three in the second half. Dort College leads 63-61. Trey Bardsley with the basketball in between the circles. Ball taken away by Sampson. Sampson flips it ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell is blitzed from behind. O'Donnell might be shaken up. And O'Donnell, well, on a day when high school wrestling is having their districts and sectionals, where I come from, that's a two-point takedown from behind. No call made. I believe it'll be Dort College basketball when we resume play. It's getting wild and woolly at the DeWitt Gymnasium. We've called a timeout. Might not be a bad time to take our chance to catch our breath. And we'll be back with more right after this. There is no way I'm doing this justice on radio. Andrew O'Donnell got taken down from behind on the breakaway. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles will throw it in. O'Donnell, I'm just glad he didn't get hurt on the play. Ball goes into Sampson, and we've got a tie-up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Wesleyan basketball. 63-61 our score. Dort College needs a stop defensively. Change the possession arrow now. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College needs another stop. 63-61 our score. Byron Thompson looking back door, instead comes out front to Karn. Karn to Reese. Reese with the basketball. Reese to Bardsley. They get it underneath. Reese, layup good. Blake Reese with 6 points. We're tied up 63-63. 12:25 left to play in this ballgame. Across the timeline, Feenstra. Feenstra, runner from 10. Good. Taylor Feenstra. Shades of the old Drake standout, Lewis Lloyd, with that runner from the free throw line. And now we've got a foul on the other end called on the defenders. That's going to go against Leighton Sampson. And Leighton has picked up his first. And that is team foul number 5 on Wesleyan. Inbounding will be Byron Thompson. Thompson to trigger it. They get it into Reese. Reese, 2-point basket, good. He's got 8. 65-65. We're tied up. In the backcourt is Feenstra. Feenstra to Rindles. Rindles to Sampson. Sampson too strong with the bucket, with the shot attempt underneath. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a chance to retake the lead, and they throw it away. 65 all. Sampson checks out of the ballgame. Den Herter checks in. It looks so easy, but in order to get open, a lot of those post players, you've got to go so quickly. And that was a case, I think, where Sampson moved quickly, got it up off of the glass, but was unable to slow it down just enough and was too strong off of the glass. York College basketball in the backcourt, tied up 65-65. With the basketball is Terpstra. Terpstra to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball up the left sideline. Tyler picks up his dribble. Has to find someone. Does. Here's Sumner. Sumner to Den Herter. Den Herter takes it up. And no foul call. Three players collide with him. Gieselman with it. Gieselman lays it up with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Den Herter shaken up on the play. He's slow in getting up. Here comes O'Donnell. O'Donnell has it stripped away from him. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Gieselman will throw it in. He'll get it into Thompson. Thompson will take it up. 65 all. Gieselman with the basketball. Fakes the handoff to Stein. Gets it now over to Stein. Stein comes back right side. Reese. Reese with the basketball. Bardsley. Bardsley. They hedge on the screen. Bardsley feeds it off underneath Reese. And Waltersdorf reaches in and ties him up. Waltersdorf reaches in, ties it up. It's 65-65. Coach Ross Dalma just asked if David Den Herter was okay. I don't think we got a definitive answer. He's hit the floor hard twice. O'Donnell with the basketball over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it on the left wing. Waltersdorf trying to feed it down low, and Reese is called for a reach-in foul. That's foul number four on him. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line and shoot a 1-1. Leighton Sampson's going to check into the ballgame after these free throws by David Den Herter. So 1-1 on the way for David. 12 points today for Den Herter. Free throw by Den Herter is up. Missed it. No good. We're still tied at 65. We aren't even halfway through this second half. Bardsley, long three, left it short, no good. Rebound cleared by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball ahead to Sumner. Sumner into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in and a blocking foul called on Bardsley as he flops to the floor. Bardsley whistled for his second. Bardsley trying to buy the foul call. And O'Donnell will go to the free throw line for a one in the bonus. Andrew O'Donnell, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Sumner and Den Herter check out of the ballgame. Checking in, Sampson and Terpstra. Rendell still on the floor along with O'Donnell and Waltersdorf for Dort College. Free throw by O'Donnell is up. Good. He's now 5-for-5 with another one on the way. Karn checks into the ballgame. Reese checks out. Stein on the floor with Gieselman, Thompson, and Bardsley for Wesleyan. Those are your 10 players right now. Second free throw by O'Donnell, trying to make it a two-point ball game, and he does. 6-of-6 is O'Donnell from the free throw line here in the second half. 67-65. Pass comes out front. Stein working against Terpstra. Comes back to Thompson. Thompson with the basketball. Thompson to Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball on the left side. Gieselman a step back three. Got it. Gieselman with 5 threes. Dort College trails 68-67. With the basketball is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf across the timeline to Rendles. Rendles steps up right side Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the corner. Terp. Terp. Three ball. Yes. Terpstra with a three. He's got 6. Dort College leads 70-68. Comes back to Bardsley. Bardsley with the basketball. You need a stop at some point. Gieselman goes high post to Stein. Stein. They go into the corner. Gieselman. Gieselman missed that three. Rebound taken down by Waltersdorf, and he is fouled from behind. Who's it going to go against? It's going to go on Thompson, and Byron Thompson has just picked up foul number 4. Another 1-1 opportunity for Waltersdorf. Well, I said at halftime, The offense wasn't what I was concerned with. It was the defensive end that Dort College had to shore up. Here in the second half, they have managed to put together enough stops. They've finished the stops with rebounds. It's never done until you secure it. And now Waltersdorf goes to the free throw line for a 1-1. Free throw by Ty, up off the heel, no good. This is a two-shot situation because Nebraska Wesleyan is in the double bonus. They've committed 10 fouls now, so Dort College will be shooting two from here on out. Second free throw by Waltersdorf, no good. Rebound cleared by Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. 70-68, our score. Dort College still up by two. With the basketball, this is Thompson. Thompson looking for Barsley. Instead goes over to Karn on the right wing. Now Gieselman. Gieselman in between the circles out front. Thompson driving in, puts it up, blocked, but Gieselman's there to pick up the garbage, and Gieselman ties it up 70-all. Gieselman had 37 in the first meeting between these two. He's got 17 today. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles. Rindles has it taken away. Coming back the other way. Shot on the way. Three-pointer good by Bardsley. Bardsley with 20. Rindles with the ball. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, ball fake, and now we've got a foul on the play called on Gieselman. Gieselman with the personal. So Gieselman got it over to Bardsley, and Bardsley hit the three. Two free throws on the way for Terpstra. Terpstra with seven. Another one on the way. 8:41 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Terpstra. Well, this one is not going to come easy. Very few of them this year have. Second free throw by Terp off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. It's 73-71. Wesleyan in front. 73-71. Wesleyan basketball. Ball is out front. And they're going to say that Sampson touched it. And the Dort College players right now have to focus in on playing the game and not worrying about the officiating. Difficult to do on a day like today, but that's what they need to do. Thompson with the basketball on the right side. Thompson to Gieselman. Gieselman travels with it. But they're going to call a foul first on Sampson. Leighton Sampson whistled for his second personal. With 8:20 remaining, Wesleyan with a two-point lead, 73-71. Thompson will inbound the basketball right side of the lane. That's the last foul Dort College had to give. Wesleyan has it. Bardsley. Bardsley drives the lane, dumps it off to Gieselman. Gieselman has it tipped away from him. No call made underneath the hoop, and that time it's Wesleyan's turn to be unhappy that there was no foul call. My goodness, it is not for the faint of heart underneath the hoop tonight. Wesleyan inbounding the basketball. They get it into Bardsley. Bardsley with it on the wing. Bardsley steps back against Terpstra, now tries it again. Now Stein. Stein over the basketball, back over to Bardsley. Bardsley working in against Feenstra. Kicks it into the corner. Gieselman. Gieselman shot no good. Therefore, the rebound, though, is Bardsley. Rebound cleared by Terpstra. Terpstra ahead to Sampson. Sampson's going to go in. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Gieselman. Gieselman whistled for his third personal. Beg your pardon, that's number four on him. And Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So now Wesleyan with two players on the floor with four fouls each. They are Gieselman and Thompson. First free throw by Sampson is good. He's got another one coming, trying to tie it up. Another free throw coming for Sampson. Trying to knot it at 73, and he does. Leighton Sampson makes them both. He's got a dozen. We're tied 73-all, 7:51 remaining. Wesleyan basketball, Thompson. Byron Thompson on the right side comes back over. Left side, Gieselman. Gieselman with it on the wing. Gieselman, Bardsley. Bardsley sets, fires three. Good. Trey Bardsley with 8 second-half points, 23 for the ball game, 76-73. Wesleyan in front. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball after the timeout, 76-73. The Defenders will have it. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ernst and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. With the basketball in the backcourt is Rindles. Rindles across the timeline. Rindles setting the offense for the Defenders. They isolate Rindles against Thompson. Here's Sampson. Sampson into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra thought about the three. Instead goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra to Terpstra. They're trying to feed it down low to Sampson. They do. Kick out. Feenstra straight on three. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped by Feenstra. Controlled by Wesleyan. Thompson over the basketball. Byron Thompson passes right side. Bardsley. Bardsley gives it to Gieselman. Gieselman underneath to Thompson. Thompson with nine. 78-73. Wesleyan reestablishes a five-point lead. Rindles over the basketball ahead to Sumner. Sumner with it on the right side. Sumner has it tapped away from him by Stein. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College, new players checking into the game. Feenstra, Terpstra check out. Den Herder, Waltersdorf check in. 6:40 left to go in this one. Throwing it in will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it to Rindles. Rindles working against Bardsley. Rindles will drive in, puts up the floater, left it short, no good, gets his own rebound back. Goes into the corner, O'Donnell, Dort College down five. They need a basket of some sort. O'Donnell in traffic, back over to Bryan. Sumner, floater, baseline, no good. Rebound taken down by Den Herder, and Den Herder is fouled on the play. Who's it going to go against? I think it's going to be on Bardsley, and that's going to be number three on him. Bardsley whistled for his third. David Den Herder to the free throw line to shoot a pair. David Den Herder with a dozen. 6:19 remaining in this ballgame. First free throw on the way for Den Herder is up. Off the heel, no good. Dort College not doing themselves any favors here in the second half. This will be the 21st free throw shot by Dort College. And they have made all but six of them. And now foul called on the rebound as Den Herder missed that free throw. Foul's going to go on Sumner, and that's number two on him. Beg your pardon, Dort College, 14 of 21 here in the second half. 1-1 opportunity here for Thompson. So Thompson's first free throw is up and through. It's a six-point ball game. A second free throw attempt on the way for Thompson, trying to reestablish a seven-point lead for the Prairie Wolves. This one's up and off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Den Herder. It's 79-73, Dort College down six. With the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the right side gets it away to Rindles. Rindles looking down low. Instead comes out front with the basketball is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, right side, in traffic, back over to Rindles. Rindles left corner. Waltersdorf left wing. Tries to feed it down low, and we've got a hold called on Wesleyan and Nick Stein. Stein whistled for his third personal. So two free throws on the way for Den Herder. Den Herder started the game making four in a row. He's missed four in a row now, 4 for 8. He's got another one coming. 5:52 left to go in regulation. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Den Herder. He's got another one coming. 79-74. A second free throw attempt on the way for Den Herder. This one's up, and that one's good as well. So then Herter makes them both. And the defenders trail 79-75. 79-75 our score. Karn out front to Gieselman. Gieselman puts it on the floor against Den Herter. Gieselman back out front. Bardsley 20 to shoot. Bardsley will drive in. Scoops it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound taken down by Waltersdorf, and he's fouled on the play. And Tyler Waltersdorf will shoot two free throws. Foul charge to Bardsley is number four on him. 79-75 the score. Dort College down four. Chance to cut into the lead with 5:29 remaining. Waltersdorf will shoot two. Free throw by Tyler up, and that one's off the side of the iron. No good. Another one on the way. 79-75. Another free throw for Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with 5 points so far today. And that one's up and through, so Waltersdorf makes that one. And the defenders trail by three, 79-76. Thompson over the basketball. Thompson, they go Gieselman. Gieselman gets the shot to go, and he's fouled on the play. They got it to him on the elbow. He took it hard to the basket. And the foul called on Den Herter, and that's number two on Den Herter. Get 81-76, Wesleyan in front. Free throw by Gieselman is up and good. 82-76, Wesleyan back in front by three. Sumner over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball, back to Rindles. Rindles takes it across the timeline. Dort College again needs a bucket. Rindles drives in, layup good. Right-handed layup by Rindles as he splits the defense. He's got seven. Dort College trails 82-78. Three-pointer, Bardsley, no good. Rebound taken down by Den Herter, and they foul Thompson out. They were daring him. They were daring the officials, I believe, to foul Thompson out of the ballgame. And he is eliminated. He got away with one at midcourt that the Dort College coaching staff was irate about. And now he commits foul number five on a rebound with 5 minutes remaining. Thompson will foul out of the ballgame with 10 points by my count. They will send Reese back into the fray for Nebraska Wesleyan. 82-78, David Den Herter shooting two more free throws. So Den Herter shooting two free throws. Free throw by David Den Herter up and through. He's got another one coming. It's 82-79. And a second free throw by Den Herter. That one's up and through as well. 82-80. Den Herter makes both free throws. He's got 16. And they send Feenstra into the ballgame. You got the three freshmen on the floor with Rindles and Terpstra now. 5 minutes remaining after the Den Herter free throws. Coming back the other way, Gieselman. And what's the foul, what's the call going to be? Terpstra whistled for the personal. And I'm not sure where the foul came. I'm watching it on the replay. They say he reached in and swiped on that play. That's four on Terpstra. And Gieselman shooting a 1-1. Free throw is off the heel, no good. Dort College with the basketball. Feenstra gets it ahead to O'Donnell. So Gieselman misses the front end of the 1-1. That's the last 1-1 they will shoot. They'll be in the double bonus from here on out. Left side is Terpstra. Terpstra to the top of the key. O'Donnell, right side. They get it down low. Sampson. Sampson turns around and whispers that one through. 14 for Sampson. We're tied 82 all. With a basketball, Wesleyan, Reese. Reese on the elbow. Reese looking for the backdoor cut. Instead, they go over to Bardsley. Bardsley guarded by Terpstra. 19 to shoot. Bardsley through traffic. Gets it into the corner. Three. Good. Three-point basket for Karn. Wesleyan reestablishes a three-point lead, 85-82. Dort College down three moments after tying it. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles takes it across the timeline. Rindles on the right side, drives in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Nathan Rindles with a two-point bucket. He's got nine. Dort College trails by a point, 85-84. 3:40 remaining. Bardsley comes back over to Karn. Karn hit a three moments ago. Here's Feenstra. Feenstra signed to save it in. And Taylor Feenstra unable to keep it in play. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Karn will toss it in for the defenders, or pardon me, for Wesleyan. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Out front is Bardsley. Bardsley to Reese. Reese, they fake the handoff. Instead, Stein keeps it. Now Bardsley. Bardsley through the leg dribble. Pass over to Karn. Karn, three off the mark, no good. Misses, but there for the putback is Reese. Reese with a two-point bucket, picking up the garbage. It's 87-84. 3:10 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College down three. Coming up the basketball is Rindles. Rindles across the timeline. They come with a double team. Rindles passes into the corner. Terp, three ball. No. Shot was too long, and back we go the other way. Bardsley. Bardsley with the basketball. Bardsley back to Karn. Karn gives it to Reese. Reese, back right side, three, good for Karn. Karn with 8 points in the second half, 90-84. Wesleyan in front by six. Dort College racing the other way. Rindles, layup good. Nathan Rindles with 8 second-half points, 11 for the ballgame. Dort College trails 90-86. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 2:31 left to go in the game. Both teams are in the double bonus. Wesleyan 90, Dort College 86. It'll be Wesleyan basketball after the drive by Rindles made it a 4-point ball game. Nathan Rindles taking it hard to the hoop and getting the lay-in. Now Dort College needs a defensive stand. 2:31 left to go in the game. Still a lot of time left if you can piece together a couple of stops. Trey Bardsley brings the basketball up. They pass it to Gieselman. Gieselman with it on the right wing, working against Feenstra. Drive through the lane. Saved in by O'Donnell. No. O'Donnell tapped it away. Ended up on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Sampson checks out of the ballgame. Walterstorff checks in. 2:18 left to go in the contest. Wesleyan by four with the basketball inbounding. Bardsley throws over the top, and it goes out of bounds, intended for Gieselman. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball, throwing it in. They get it in to Rindles. Rindles So Dort College will inbound the basketball. And bringing it up is Rindles. Rindles with it in between the circles. Dort College down four. Walterstorff takes it in against Gieselman. Back outside Sumner. Sumner, floater in the lane. Too strong off the heel. No good there for the rebound, though. It's Feenstra. Feenstra put back good. 14 for Feenstra. Dort College trails 90-88. With a basketball, Wesleyan. Wesleyan. Driving in, shot no good, but a blocking foul called on Taylor Feenstra. They're going to give Bardsley the foul shots. He'll shoot two here. Bardsley that time on the right side was able to take it to the hoop. And Feenstra was too far underneath the basket as I watched the replay. He was inside the charge ring. Bardsley, first free throw, good. It doesn't go through cleanly, but it counts nonetheless. Another one on the way. 91-88, Wesleyan by three. 1:49 left to go in the game. Second free throw by Bardsley is good. It's a four-point ball game again, 92-88. Bardsley with 25. Dort College with the basketball, gets it ahead O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline, they bring the double team. O'Donnell passes through the lane. It's tipped and taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. This is Bardsley. Playing with a four-point lead. Right now they're playing with house money. They've got a two-possession lead. They can milk the clock if they want. Reese with the basketball on the right side. He's not going to pull the trigger. He hands it off instead to Stein. Stein with the basketball. Stein to Gieselman. 12 to shoot. Gieselman on the right side. Gieselman spins into the lane, gives it off to Reese. Reese, layup good. Blake Reese with 12. Dort College with the basketball. Dort College down 6, 94 to 88. Rindles with the basketball. He's going to drive in, lays it up. No good, but he's fouled on the play by Reese. Reese fouls out of the ballgame. He's got 12. 59 seconds remaining. Well, now Dort College is going to have to do to Wesley and what they did to Dort College down in Lincoln. ...94-88 our score. Reese fouls out. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College can make it a four-point ball game with a couple of made free throws by Rindles. First one is up and through for Nathan. He's got another one coming, trying to make it 94-90. Second free throw is up and good as well for Rindles. Rindles makes them both. And the defenders trail 94-90. Foul called in the backcourt against the defenders. And the foul called on Nathan Rindles is number two on him. Bardsley will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Trey Bardsley to shoot two. Double bonus time for both teams. 25 for Bardsley. And he misses that free throw. Another free throw coming here for Bardsley. Bardsley tonight, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. And now 5 for 6 as he makes that one. 95-90, Dort College down. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles across the timeline, left side to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Sumner. Sumner catches, fires three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf basket, good. 95-92, Tyler Walthersdorf with a putback with 41 seconds remaining. Tyler Walthersdorf now with 8 points. And the defenders call the timeout to stop the clock and set up their defense, trailing by three. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Wesleyan to throw the ball in. This is Paul Newby triggering. 41.1 seconds remaining. Newby throws in, and catching it is Gieselman. Gieselman is fouled on the play by Terpstra, and I believe that's it for Alex. So Terpstra is whistled for the personal foul. Foul number one on him. He checks out with 7 points. It's a four-point ball game again, 96-92. 39.2 seconds remaining. After everything that happens over the course of a game, you end up with a foul like that called. on the inbounds play. Missed free throw. Here comes Walterdorf. Walterdorf is fouled on the play. And that, my friend, might be a makeup call. Gieselman has just fouled out of the ball game. Looked like he caught all ball up top, but Gieselman whistled for the personal with 33.2 seconds remaining. 96-92, and free throws on the way for Dort College and Tyler Walterdorf. So Ty will shoot two. Moments after, Wesleyan got one of two free throws to go. As Gieselman made one out of two. Gieselman with 18 points this evening by my count. But he fouls out of the ball game. Tyler Walterdorf, free throw is up and through. He's got another one coming, 96-93. So Walterdorf makes the first, can make it a two-point ball game here. Second free throw by Walterdorf is up and through, so Tyler makes them both. It's a two-point ball game. And a foul called on Rindles in the backcourt. Nathan whistled for foul number three by my count. And Bardsley will shoot two on the other end. Bardsley today, 5 of 6. 96-94. Dort College down by two. 32.2 seconds remaining. First free throw by Bardsley is up and good. Bardsley can make it a four-point ball game again. He's got 27. Second free throw is up and through. 98-94. Pass comes into Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Nathan across the timeline. 28 seconds left. Rindles will drive the lane, lays it up, pump the hoop, and he's fouled. Nathan Rindles fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play and get Dort College back to within one. That foul is charged to Jake Miller and is his first. 98-96, Dort College down a deuce. 25.2 seconds remaining. Dort College with three timeouts left. Wesleyan with two. Rindles' free throw is up and good. Nathan Rindles makes the free throw for the three-point play. It's 98-97. Dort College behind. Wesleyan will have the basketball when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves battling down to the wire, much as they did in the first meeting between these two teams back in Lincoln. That Nebraska Wesleyan came back and took from Dort College in overtime. Earlier today, it was Concordia over Northwestern, 76-74 in men's play. Midland defeats Briarcliff, 71-52. Morningside over Doan, 76-73. And Grace turns away Mount Marty, 64-56. Everything's gone final except for this one. 98-97, our score, Dort College. Down a point. Wesleyan will inbound. This is Karn to toss it in for the Prairie Wolves. And Wesleyan will toss it in. Karn. Karn gets it inbounded to Trey Kloster. Kloster in the backcourt. Now Wesleyan off and running. With it is Bardsley. Bardsley. They're looking to have someone give it up, and Bardsley is fouled near midcourt by Rindles. Rindles commits the foul. Bardsley was not going to give it up. Dort College did not play for the foul, but instead played for the steal. And now Bardsley will go to the free throw line for two. I believe Bardsley now is 7 of 8, 8 for 9 now. And he's got another one coming. He's got 29. Dort College leads, trails 99-97, 13.8 seconds remaining. Bardsley, free throw is up. Good. Bardsley makes both. It's a three-point ball game, 100-97. Now does Dort College take it to the rack and try to get a quick two, or do you play for three? Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Walterdorf to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Nathan will drive in. Rindles with the basketball down to the baseline. Sumner. Sumner, three-pointer from the corner. And we have a timeout first. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College with 7.2 seconds remaining. Dort College was going to take the quick two if they could get it with Rindles going to the basket. They didn't get it, and so after that happened, Coach Ross Dalma called a timeout. Dort College will have it with 7.2 seconds remaining, down three in their end of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Rindles inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. He'll be out on the three-point ring. And we've got a second timeout called. This time it'll be Wesleyan calling the timeout. They have one remaining. Taylor Feenster will check into the basketball game. So Taylor Feenster will check in. Not sure if Wesleyan saw the big fella check into the ball game, but with 7.2 seconds left, I think you have to run this play for a three-point basket. You can try to break somebody into the lane and get a quick two and then commit a foul on the ensuing play, but that clock really not playing to your favor right now. You have to play for three, in my opinion. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Rindles to throw it in. Feenstra, Sumner, Walterstorff, and O'Donnell stationed on each corner of the lane. 7.2 seconds remaining. Rindles to throw it in. He gets it into Feenstra, and we've got a foul called against Wesleyan. And Taylor Feenstra is going to shoot foul shots. So with 6.1 seconds remaining, Keithan Karn commits the foul, so Wesleyan will play the game where you don't give up the look at a three. Instead, you allow them a two-point opportunity at the free throw line. Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, depending on what happens on this one, we'll determine what you do. First free throw by Feenstra is up and through. Taylor makes the first one. He's got another one coming, 100 to 98. 6.1 seconds remaining. 6.1 remaining. Nabla will check into the ballgame if Feenstra makes it. Taylor's free throw is short, no good. Rebound down on the floor. And Dort College calls for a timeout. They don't give him one. And now they're going to call a foul. I thought Dort College had possession of the ball. I thought they were calling for a timeout. Wesleyan has the basketball, though, now, and they can ice it. 100 to 98. Wesleyan can finish it off with two free throws here. Shooting the free throws will be Nick Stein. If he makes both, it's over. If he makes one, you've got a shot. You've got to go the length of the court in 1.9. Free throw on the way for Stein. Is up. No good. So Dort College with 1.9 seconds remaining. Stein will shoot the free throw. It's a two-point ball game. Can make it a three here. And this one's up and off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down. And the Dort College defenders call a timeout with 1.4 remaining, and they're going to have to go three quarters of the court. Well, I'm not sure how Dort College got a timeout called that quickly, but they did. Got the benefit of the doubt. Now Dort College can win it with a three. Albeit they have to go from in front of the Nebraska Wesleyan bench from the opposite free throw line. You've got enough time to catch, take one dribble, and get a shot off. Well, you practice these situations on a regular basis. Now it comes time to execute in a game when the bullets are flying. Dort College is now out of timeouts. Dort College trails 100-98. Stein fails to ice the game, and Dort College will now have it. Dort College inbounding the basketball in front of the Wesleyan bench. You've got Rindles, Feenstra, O'Donnell, and Sumner on the floor. Walters-Dorf will inbound the basketball. Wesleyan checks player into the ballgame to guard the inbounds pass. Looks like he's about 6'7 or so, 6'7 or 6'8. Walters-Dorf to throw it in front of the Wesleyan bench. And Walters-Dorf looking. 1.4 remaining. They get it into Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. Shot no good, and that's the ballgame. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Wesleyan hangs on to win it, 100-98. And the Dort College defenders fall to 8-10 for the season in the conference, 17-11 overall. Wesleyan improves to 8-10 and 11-12. Let's take a break and be back to wrap things up. From the DeWitt right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Numbers for Dort College in terms of the stats look good, but in the end, Nebraska Wesleyan getting up more shots than Dort College. And that translates into a 100-98 win for Wesleyan. Dort College trailed at halftime, 46-36, came back tied at 53-53. Dort College led by as many as two on a couple different occasions. Wesleyan seized control of the ball game after getting down 70-68. They knotted it at 70 and then hit a threes to make it 73-70. Extended the lead to as many as six at 79-73. And Dort College was playing catch up from there on out. It was still 90-84. Wesleyan in control. Dort College had a shot to win it at the end of regulation, albeit not a great opportunity. They had to go three quarters of the court. They had to inbound it. They got it in. Free throw line extended. Taylor Feenstra had to rush a three-point attempt. And the Dort College defenders lose by a final score of 100-98. Wesleyan, 34 of 72 from the floor, 47.2%, 16 of 33 on free throws. Three-pointers, 48.5%, 16 of 23 on free throws, 69.6% for Dort College. 29 of 58 from the floor, 50%, 8 for 20 on threes, 40%. 32 of 44 from the free throw line, 72.7%. Rebounding, Dort College out-rebounded Nebraska Wesleyan 45-31. Turnovers, Dort College 19, Wesleyan 10. Dort College cut down on the turnovers after the first half, but that number was too high in the first half of play. Dort College was led in scoring by Nathan Rindles and David Denherter with 16 each. Taylor Feenstra ended up with 15. Brian Sumner, 14. Leighton Sampson, 14. 10 for Tyler Walters-Dorf, Andrew O'Donnell had 6, and Alex Terpstra had 7 before fouling out. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 30 for Trey Bardsley, 21 for Travis Gieselman, 11 for Keevan Karn, 10 for Byron Thompson, 12 for Blake Reese, 9 for Nick Stein, 5 for Trey Kloster, 2 for Paul Newby, for their total of 100 points. Blake Reese had 5 rebounds. Travis Gieselman had 8, Reese had 4, Stein had 4, Bardsley had 5. For Dort College, Taylor Feenstra had a team-high and game-high 11. David Denherter and Tyler Walters-Dorf each had 6. Brian Sumner and Nathan Rindles both had 5. Nathan Rindles had 4 assists. To lead Dort College, Andrew O'Donnell and Tyler Walters-Dorf each had 2. Trey Bardsley had 4 assists. Byron Thompson, 3. Travis Kieselman also had three assists. Dort College falls to 8-10, 17-11. Nebraska Wesleyan, 11-12, and 8-10. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach. Dort College on the short end of a 100-98 decision. Coach, second half, played a pretty good ball game. Just had that hole to climb out of. Your halftime adjustments worked, just not enough to come out of that 10-point deficit unscathed.
Kids really came out, Mike, and started the second half, you know, playing really hard, trying to take some things away, especially in the perimeter. First half, just not good. We turned the ball over 14 times, which led to a lot of baskets for them, and then we gave up 19 threes to a team that knowingly shoots them. So that was really disappointing. That really put us in a hole when you're down 10 at half. Came back and fought hard, down 6 or 7 still late, and gave ourselves chances. I can't fault the kids' effort. Just wish we could have executed some things better, especially defensively tonight.
Against this team, and I don't think people probably understand how difficult it is, there is no one you can leave on the perimeter with this Nebraska Wesleyan team. They spread the floor, and they look for the mismatch on the perimeter.
They do, and then they really go at some of our guys defensively and try to drive them and then pitch them. And really, they want layups and they want three-pointers. And then they're really good at crashing and rebounding the long offensive misses from behind the arc. So they're just a hard matchup for us, but still I thought there were some things that we could do to hurt them. We just didn't do them in the first half and really exerted a lot of energy coming back. But again, I thought our guys really, really busted it. Just have got to execute better. That's the deal. You know, I'm never going to fault the effort with this group. That's for sure.
In the first half, they put that pressure on, and I don't know that they're trying so much to create turnovers as much as they are trying to dictate pace. Really never felt like we were comfortable against it most of the night.
We weren't. You know, I thought we were much better against it in Lincoln 6 weeks ago, and for whatever reason, we were a little reluctant to attack some of the gaps. You're right. It's not a turnover press that they have. There's really no traps. It's just a 2-2-1 where they press up and then they fall back as the ball is advanced. And we were a little tentative at times against it. But in the second half, we were really good. But we needed to have that happen, transpire in the first half, too.
Taylor Feenster, 15 points, 11 rebounds. Played as good a game off of the bench as we've seen him play in a while.
Yep, did a great job. And playing with a lot of confidence, and he's been practicing very well since Christmas. And he has really worked well through the freshman walls. He's just getting better and better all the time, Mike. And there was one play where I think we had a missed free throw, it wasn't a missed free throw. It was a missed attacked layup, and he just came out of nowhere and grabbed an offensive rebound for a putback. He's really coming along.
You also got some big threes from Brian Sumner, made some baskets in the second half. Got to get him going in the first half, though. Look for it a little bit more, it seems.
You know, he's been struggling a little bit, and he had that really good game at Mount Marty about 3 weeks ago, and since then he's been fighting himself a little bit. So it was really good to see him get going here in the second half. He shot the ball without hesitation, with confidence, and hopefully that'll carry over.
This thing's turning into a mess, Coach. Taking a look at conference standings after today, Concordia went on the road and beat Northwestern by a couple. Midland beat Briarcliff. I'm not so much concerned about those top four anymore, but I'm watching how things develop in that next grouping. And Wednesday, as important a ball game as there can be for your team right now.
It is. You know, I think we knew coming in to today that our two home games are really important, and just felt that we needed to try to get these two. And we're still in a spot where we can make the postseason tournament. Wednesday night, obviously, we'll play a big factor in that, Mike.
Coach, I don't have anything more. Thank you for stopping by after a disappointing loss, and we'll get back at it again next week.
Sounds real good. I'm going to turn some things over here.
We'll get Dustin over here.
Our seniors here, Dustin and Tyler and David here, each of the last three games that we have. So.
Sounds good. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dustin Dahmel will be taking a seat beside me as he's one of the three seniors associated with the basketball program. And Dustin takes a seat beside me. And Dustin, senior day for the three seniors associated with the program. Your path a little bit different than some in terms of you played some junior varsity basketball as a freshman, suited up some varsity, played a little bit of varsity basketball as a sophomore, and then taking the student coaching route. Tell me about the adjustment from going from a player to being on the bench and being a part of the coaching staff.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Like you originally said, my first 2 years I spent playing here, really enjoyed my time here. Just a great group of guys I was able to play with and with coaches. And then after my sophomore year, I decided I didn't want to play anymore, but I still really wanted to be a part of the team. So the coaching staff was gracious enough to allow me to be the student assistant for the past 2 years, which I've really enjoyed. So it's been great.
Some of your responsibilities that I see are getting ready for practice and things like that. What are some of the responsibilities of a student assistant within the Dort College program?
Yep, I'd say my main two roles are, like you originally said, getting ready for practice. Myself and Aaron Van Beek, the manager, had to practice about an hour before each day to get things set up and ready to go. And another big task of mine is making sure we have all of our stuff for road games ready to go. Just a lot of little things we need packed in. To bring along for those. So I'd say those are my two main tasks.
You are a sports management major, if I remember correctly. You've worked as an intern. Tell me about your intern experiences over the past two summers.
Yep. Two summers ago, I interned in Helena, Montana for the Helena Brewers minor league baseball team there. And this past summer, I was in Des Moines interning for the Iowa Cubs, a stadium operations intern. So that was really cool to be around some of those players and work for those guys. I really enjoyed my experience with them.
On target to graduate, I would imagine, in about 3 months. Then what happens?
Yep, that's the plan. I'm currently still looking for a job. I'm looking kind of in the youth sports area and recreation. I would prefer to stay somewhat local in the state of Iowa, but I'm not too picky at this point, so whatever job I can get.
Dustin, thank you for stopping by, and appreciate it, and do what you can as the student assistant to see if we can get a couple next week.
That's right. Thank you, Mike.
That's Dustin Dalma, and that's going to do it for our broadcast. Let's take a look at the scores one last time as we wrap things up. Men's basketball, Nebraska Wesleyan over Dort, 100-98. Concordia over Northwestern, 76-74. Midland over Briarcliff, 71-52. Morningside over Doan, 76-73. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan still need to play. That is happening tomorrow at the Corn Palace. Right now at the moment, Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside are tied atop the men's heap at 15-3. Midland is third at 13-5. Briarcliff is 12-6. Then we've got a mess. You've got Concordia at 9-10. Hastings is 8-9. They've got to play tomorrow. Dort and Nebraska Wesleyan are both 8-10. Northwestern is 7-11. Doan is 4-14. Mount Marty is 0-18. That will do it for our broadcast. Once again, our final scores. Women's basketball, the Dort College ladies come from behind to defeat Nebraska Wesleyan 72-64. Men's basketball goes to Nebraska Wesleyan 100-98. They get the season sweep on the Dort College defenders here this afternoon. That'll do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.